Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Packer Hall of Famer Gilbert Brown on the line, the Grave Digger. Follow him on Twitter and X at Gilbert Brown. He joins us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Thanks for coming on, Gilbert. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you doing today?
Well, this is one thing I remember from the playing days of one Gilbert Brown. Back in the day, if memory serves correct, every time y'all went to Detroit, everybody went by your mama's house for Thanksgiving dinner. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's kind of right. I don't like the way you say your mama. Now maybe come to this phone, man.
Sorry, your mother's house there. Is that
there
better? Sorry, sorry
there
about that.
Go.
Yeah. Okay, so Gilbert Brown, before we get into Packer talk, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, man, everybody. I mean, I'm just a meat and potatoes type of a guy, so I'm going to say the turkey.
Really?
I'm gonna say the turkey.
All right. I'm down with turkey. I like the turkey too. I'm down with turkey. I'm fine with that.
Gilbert, your thoughts on yesterday? We were talking about Micah Parsons earlier, and some of the youngins are starting to ask the questions that didn't get to see Reggie White play. Like, how close is he to Reggie White type level for those that got to watch Reggie White play? Since you got to play with Reggie White, I figured you'd be a perfect person to ask.
But I'm kind of biased. There's nobody on Reggie's level. Mm-mm. Nobody. I mean, Micah Parsons is very good, but I want to see Micah Parsons in year 13 or year 12 and see how good he is then. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't, there's no comparison right now. You know, I mean, he got 11, 12 sacks. Reggie did that, been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? But he was doing that also in year 12, year 13, or whatever it is. So it's everybody jumps the gun. I'm not jumping the gun yet. Micah Parsons is one hell of a player. Yes, he is. But is he Reggie White status? Not yet.
The one thing about Micah Parsons, when they made that deal for him, two ones and Kenny Clark, was, okay, that's great. But now what happens to the interior of this defensive line without Kenny Clark and stopping the run and all of that? And when Devontae Wyatt has played, that has helped. But now with Devontae Wyatt apparently out with a fractured ankle the rest of the year, how concerned are you about this Packers run defense?
You know, I was going to put all my things in the basket, all my stuff in the basket because of that kid Jahmyr Gibbs and that Detroit offensive line. Because remember, a year ago in Lambeau Field, that offensive line whooped our tail in Lambeau Field a year ago.
Yep.
And we came back and got them at home. You understand what I'm saying? Now this year, that's what I was predicating it on. How good are we against that offensive line and against that running attack? And let me tell you, they passed. They passed. I'm not gonna say that I'm sold, but I ain't scared no more.
No,
I ain't scared no more.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. And We had Lomas Brown on Wednesday. Lomas Brown,
That's my man.
Yeah, I love
that's
Lomas.
My man. Yeah.
So when we had Lomas Brown on, he did not hear because it happened literally in the commercial break while he was waiting to come on about Frank Ragnow coming back, the center for the Detroit Lions, out of retirement. And you would have thought I gave him the best Christmas present in the whole wide world when I told him. His eyes bugged out of his head. He was so excited that he was coming back. But having said that, with you know what they're able to do there in the middle of that line, the middle of this line, if they have to deal with Saquon Barkley again, or if they have to deal with Kyren Williams with the Rams, who also have Puka Nacua and Devontae and Stafford and all of that, that's where I wonder whether or not Jeff Heflin will maybe tend to lean towards a little bit more in the box trying to stop the run versus as much worrying about the pass, which is how the Lions essentially have played their defense all year.
Well, you said it right there, Sparky. What if they got to see Saquon Barkley again? What did he do the first time?
Not much.
Thank you. What did Jahmyr Gibbs, what did he do the first and second time?
Yeah, not as much as he's done everybody else.
That he's been doing to everybody else.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? And you got to remember, did we have number seven yesterday?
No. No, Quay Walker. Nope.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You take it away from my defense, man. I don't like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't like that.
Well, that's where the injury is.
You got to give them boys credit, man. Defense win championships. Offensive boys get all the girls and the pretty stuff.
I was talking about that earlier, that you guys go win a Super Bowl. You're number one in offense, number one in defense, number one in special teams, and everybody's talking about Brett Favre in the offense. Y'all got ignored, man. And that's the thing. Like, we were talking about the Rams earlier, and guy texted in, he's like, you keep talking about this offense. Look at the Rams' defense, and they're number one in points allowed so far this year, which obviously is a good thing. I'll tell you a guy that had a game yesterday that's had games last year and again this yesterday, Evan Williams coming down and playing in the box and stuffing them. That was a hell of a performance from Evan Williams.
You know, it's kind of like everybody talking about Micah and everybody talking about Rashawn Gary and all those guys. We got some unsung heroes that are pretty damn good. And that's kind of like how our defensive was. When you sit down there, you're talking about Reggie White and you're talking about Leroy Butler, but then you got guys, unmentioned guys like Brian Williams and Craig Newsom and them type of guys that's doing. That's the thing, man. Stay under the radar until it's time. Stay under the radar until it's time.
I think that's a fair point for sure. On the offensive side of the ball, the Packers had some struggles with former first-round pick Jordan Morgan and right guard Gilbert Brown. So they make the move to get beefier with Anthony Belton coming in at right guard. And I think that it probably helped their run game a little bit.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing about what I like about what's the dude's name?
Gutekunst.
Yeah, that dude.
Goody.
That dude there. Yeah. And that they place guys in situations to where, okay, if this guy goes out, we're going to plug this guy in and we don't miss a beat. That's what you got to put together. Even though you got to get your starters out there, your second string got to be, they got to be damn good or starting on somebody else's team. Just like our quarterback situation. You know what I'm saying? When he goes out and oh boy come in, we don't miss a beat. You see what I'm saying? That is a Super Bowl type caliber team that's ready to play.
I agree with you.
No missing nothing.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. And they lost a big piece of the offense as well in Tucker Kraft. And the question was, like, who's going to be that guy that's going to take that spot in that offense? Well, clearly, Christian Watson is more than ready to take advantage of that situation. But Dontavian Wicks, for the first time this year, showed up big time in that game yesterday. And this is a guy that struggled with drop balls last year and did not struggle with it yesterday.
And here's the thing that the fans don't understand, Sparky. That stadium yesterday was nuts. You couldn't hear anything if you had on the G on the side of your head. And people don't understand the type of situation that you are in coming into a hostile environment like that and go in and win the game. My hat's off to these Green Bay Packers, man, because that lets me know that they're ready for adversity. They are ready for it. They can handle it.
Yeah, I think they've been through it. I mean, at least here locally, there's been a lot of talk about questioning if Jordan Love's worth the money, people wanting Matt LaFleur fired, people say Matt LaFleur doesn't trust Jordan Love and doesn't let him air it out. Well, he aired it out yesterday, and they went for it repeatedly on fourth down, Dan Campbell yesterday.
So did, which surprised me. Yeah, I do think that LaFleur is a lot of pretty. He got a lot of pretty in him. But at the end of the day, he going to get the job done because he believe in them and they believe in him. They ain't listen to all the outside chatter. You can't listen to that because you got to take care in-house. Let everybody else run around and run their mouth. You got to take care in-house in order for them to go.
Gilbert, I have one last thing for you. Where would you rank the Packers in the NFC right now?
You talking about what they record or the way I would rank them?
How you would rank them?
Number two.
Behind?
I'm not saying.
Not saying?
I'm going to keep them at number two.
Everybody's got the Rams at one right now, except John Kuhn, who does his show 9 to noon on this station. He's got the Packers
Kuhn,
as
Kuhn's
number
one. Another pretty boy, too. You can't listen to pretty boys.
Kuhn's got him as the best team in the NFC.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. You know what? Before we go, Sparky, and you know how you do your stuff. Around by my house, there is no more kitty litter in the stores. Did you know that?
You have a cat?
No, I bought all the kitty litter so I can give it to all these Lions fans because they're pissing down their legs.
Oh my goodness, you're amazing. That was good. You set me up. I was bought in hook, line, and sinker. I was like, wait, you got a cat? What's going on here? I don't understand. That's good. That was good. Very nicely played. Hey, also on the way out, I want to make sure we promote your beer from Torzala Brewing Company. You got the Killer Kolsch and the Barrel Aged Stout, huh?
Wait. You didn't hear I got me some bourbon too.
Oh, last time we talked, you said it was in the process of coming out.
Well, Jay Henry got it pouring. It's that Grave Digger bourbon.
The Grave Digger bourbon, huh?
Jay Henry, Grave Digger bourbon. The first batch is sold out at Badger Liquor.
Really?
We're working on the second batch right now. Good. So if you a bourbon drinker and you got it, I got the whole hookup, Sparky. I just thought about that. You pour you a glass of bourbon and a little shot of that Killer Kolsch. Oh my God.
You're good to go.
That's all putting you in the grave.
Grave Digger Gilbert Brown, Packers Hall of Famer. Follow him on Twitter at Gilbert Brown. I appreciate you coming on, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, Thanksgiving, my brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.